when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. So won't you stand by me? Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Thank you.
That's my theme song, Bridget.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you for
welcome.
That. Because these people here, you have stood by me. You're the reason why I get up and I come in here on a Sunday. You're the reason why during those first couple months, it was me. Well, at first it was me and Wayne, and then Wayne had to take a little sabbatical. Me and the camera, thinking of you out there. So that's going to be my theme song. So whenever I get ready to come up here to speak, if somebody would just play that for me. Well, beautiful ones. A time and a season. This is our time and this is our season. You know, we were created to be great and to grow and to continue to move through this thing called human experience. Yes, we were. We're about to celebrate Memorial Day. And Memorial Day does it for you. It always brings back memories of the past. Originally, it was a day really created to celebrate those who had served our country. Is there anyone in here who was in the service? Thank you for your service. We just want to give those a great thank you today. Oh, and here's one too. Okay. Because that's time away from family and friends. That takes a big chunk of time away in some instances. But you know, originally, as I was saying, Memorial Day was a time to celebrate those who gave their lives for our country. But we all know that as time, ever since I can remember, we've always celebrated anyone who has transitioned from this universe. Now, I don't know about you, but I have some good memories. It really is a day of celebration. I have some good memories about Memorial Day because guess what? In my hometown of South Bend, Indiana, there was one main cemetery. And what happened on Memorial Day, if you went out there on Memorial Day around noon, everybody in town was there. People like me, when I moved away and came back, I couldn't wait to get anybody. You know, it's not often you can't wait to get to a cemetery. Huh? I couldn't wait to get to the cemetery because I knew I was going to run into friends. I was going to run into others who had moved away. I was going to run into people I hadn't seen in years, people I went to high school with. It was like a great big family reunion. And the celebrations usually were in the form of us sharing stories. You know, even in my family, we gather around my grandmother and my grandfather's gravesite, and we share stories about, you remember that time grandma gave us a whipping because of so-and-so? You know, it was just a time to share. When I first came into Unity, though, this kind of blew my mind because they talked about not dwelling on the past, not holding on to the past. And I was a little confused because in my family, we still go and decorate the grave sites of those who have gone on before us. It's a tradition. I'm going this afternoon for those who I know of in the St. Louis area. And so I was a little confused and a little down because I said, well, I can't let them go. I mean, what do you do? But I took a class. It was a metaphysical Bible interpretation class. And in this class, it kind of straightened me out because one of the set of scriptures that we talked about was Lot's wife looking back on the fires that they were told by spirit to leave that town. And I'm not going to go into the whole story. I'm whetting your appetite. You can find it in Genesis 9, chapter 19 if you're interested in the whole story. And then you can ask me about the metaphysical interpretation. My phone is everywhere. My phone number is everywhere. But anyway, she looked back longing for her former life. And she turned into a pillar of salt. The Hebrew message for looked back, well, the traditional interpretation is to glance over one's shoulder. The Hebrew interpretation metaphysically is to regard, to consider, to pay attention to. And my thoughts was in her looking back and freezing, she was frozen in the past. She couldn't let go. She was stuck. Anybody ever been stuck? We all have been there. People come and go in our lives. And just because they are beyond sight, guess what? The essence of them are still with us, but we don't have to be stuck in those experiences that we went through with them in the past. I grew up with a lot of aunts and uncles, a lot of them, and they all had an impact in some form or fashion on us young ones coming up. Well, I'm still young, but when we were coming up. Some of the impacts were in the forms of spankings, but, they made us stronger. But I grew up around them, and the essence of what they taught us molded and shaped us. Now, we're not stuck in looking back at them because they're a part of our now, right? The essence of everyone whose path crossed yours is still with you. It's still with you. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's not. But we know what to do with the negative, right? We work on it with prayer and we release it. Some past experiences are simple, some are cluttered. And then there are those we hang on to and beat ourselves up. Anyone ever had the coulda, shoulda, woulda? You know, when the past becomes an obstacle that blocks your moving forward and upward in life, it can be like dragging around a dead weight. And we don't do that in here, do we? It's always, Spirit is always moving in us. Ecclesiastes 3 begins with, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. I take that as knowing that no matter what happens around me, it's not going to disturb what's in me because I'm building a solid foundation in my spirit. Who do you believe you are? What do you believe you are? You're a spiritual being first and foremost. You're strong and rooted in spirit. You know the truth, and the truth is what sets you free. That's what keeps us from dragging that dead weight around. I read somewhere, nothing can happen, nothing new can happen until the old loses its power. If you're holding on to something in the past, that's that old still has power over you. When we surrender to living in this present moment, we don't lose anything. The old becomes one of those life lessons, and we gain everything, don't we? Because the lessons learned we incorporate in our being, and we move forth in life using those lessons that we have learned. Everything and everyone in our lives has come for a time and a season. Is there anything today, you sitting here, is there anything today you feel you can't let go of? You don't have to raise your hand. If so, I have some homework for you. The rest of us, we're just going to go out and enjoy our day. This is just for those who may be holding on to something. A grudge, Is there anything you keep bringing up that someone did to you 50 years ago and you keep bringing it up and holding on to it? Is there someone you don't want to speak to because of something they said that hurt your feelings? You're the ones I'm talking to now. And if that's not you, just listen anyway. You may have to pass this information on. The first thing is loosen your grip on what's past. And the way you do that is glean the information from the experience, whether it's positive or negative, and use it as a stepping stone to whatever it is you want to do in the future. If that future thing is to come into the consciousness of a Christ, there's your stepping stone, because you've learned how to let go. The second thing is, when the time comes to let go, you know it. You know, sometimes we fight against ourselves, don't we? We build that resistance. No, I can't do that. Or no, that's not right. Well, when the time comes to let go, you know it. That stuff can work for your good, but you have to turn it around and look at it differently. I call that pivotal vision. If someone says something that in that moment hurts my feelings, I turn it around and look at it from a different and a higher point of consciousness. And I know that that's just where they are. That's not where I am. And that's not what I am going to hang on to. And the third thing is, every time you think of that, need to release it again. And some things we have to release more than once, because yes, we may revisit it a couple of times, but don't get stuck. Don't turn into a pillar of salt on that particular item. Turn it around and look at it and remember to give thanks, not for the occurrence, but to give thanks that you have within you all you need to move through every earthly experience. What do you believe? Do you believe that you're part of the whole? Do you believe that you live, move, and have your being in spirit? Do you believe that first and foremost, you have something in you that can withstand any storm? Not some storms, any storm. When you turn it around and look at it differently, when you see it through the eyes of spirit. How do we see through the eyes of spirit? We see it right. We know that God is in the mix, that spirit is moving through this right now. I want to share with you something in closing. And this, I found this in, I don't know if I brought it with me, but I found this, and we have booklets on the table. When they're out there, grab them up. Right now, they're free. You notice that we haven't charged for anything? That's because we want your consciousness to be lifted in this time that we're going through. And so we want you to pick these up. We want you to read them. We want you to glean what you need from them. And I thought this was very appropriate for Memorial Day. So take a deep breath and settle in a moment, and I'm going to read this to you. And the word in this is sweet memories. I thank my God every time I remember you. Some of the blessings that make life so sweet are these special people who share my good times and brighten my days. It is often these people who cheer me on when my own enthusiasm seems to wane. It is to these people, the ones who give comfort and support, often without even being asked, that I express my heartfelt thanks. I love them and appreciate all they have done to make my life happier and more complete. To the sweet memories of those individuals who will come to bless me, whether they are still an active part of my life or they have gone on to continue their individual journeys, they hold a special place in my heart. I remember our times together, and I include these loved ones in my prayers. Remembering my loved ones in prayer, I send them a blessing. We don't hold on or get stuck. We remember and we move on. We honor the essence that they have left for us to breathe in and move through. So on this Memorial Day, if there's someone you're thinking about, if there's someone, then take a moment and say, I love you and bless you, and I release you to the universe. People make an impact on our lives, and it's good to honor them. Just don't get stuck in the grief or whatever the experience was. Know that they have just turned a corner. And so let's take a moment and let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together, and then we'll take a time of meditation. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So take a moment and take a deep breath. Bring your attention to this time and this season right now. This is a time to connect. This is a time to turn within and to blend with that stuff that we know is placed within for our highest good. Love is there. Peace is there. Strength is there. And we see these through our faith. Breathing in and breathing out. Focusing on the inward journey. You might start from the top of your head and move slowly down into your heart region, filling that beat, filling that pattern, breathing in and breathing out, supplying energy to that area. As we said here this morning, one presence, one power, and we're connected and we're journeying to that point within where we step over the threshold of our inner chamber. And we take a moment to sit, to be still, and to know we're a part of greatness, you and I. We're a part of something that is eternal. And so we take a moment to feel that energy moving through all our fibers, all our muscles, all our tissues. Right here, right now, in the quiet. In the sweetness of this moment, we pause and give thanks for the gifts that we receive. Every time we turn within, we connect with the giver. We're so grateful, Holy Spirit, that we know the power of your activity within us, that we know we can surrender to that sweet spot within, where we're fed, where we're energized, where we're enlightened. And as we go about this and all days, we are truly grateful for this experience we have been given to move through, called human life. So for this and all things, dear God, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. And as we return to this room and open our eyes and look around, we know we look into the face of you, dear God, in each and every one of us. And for this, we are truly grateful. Take a deep breath and wiggle about a little bit and just know you are loved. Blessings to you.
I'm going to sing to you what you are, what we are, and all the things we're not.
I am
not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light.
Feel free to sing it if you want to.
Not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. I am light. The color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I am not my race. My soul inside is all light. All light.
Defined.
I am the God on the inside. I am a star, a piece of it all. I am.